Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of HoloNet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Today is July 29th. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. The Mandalorian has been nominated for 15 Emmys. That's right, 15. This show was a huge risk when it came to the Star Wars universe, and it seemingly has paid off, as for these nominations, they've been nominated for Outstanding Drama Series, Children's Program, Child Voiceover Performance, Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series, Outstanding Production Design, Outstanding Cinematography, Outstanding Fantasy Sci-Fi Costumes, Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for a Drama Series, Outstanding Prosthetic Makeup for a Series, Outstanding Music Composition for a Series. That's really awesome. That actually speaks a lot to where Star Wars music is going. Outstanding sound editing for a comedy or drama series. Outstanding sound mixing for a comedy or drama series and animation. Outstanding special visual effects. And outstanding stunt coordination for a drama series, limited series, or movie. This is awesome news. Like I said, this is a big step for the Star Wars universe. And that this was actually a huge risk. This was a big turning point for the Star Wars franchise and if they would be able to make it on TV or not. I'm sure we'd be having different discussions if The Mandalorian was piss poor or didn't do well. But this shows that it actually can stand up with the big guys and that the show is actually, it's quality. It's not, it's not just, oh, it's Star Wars, so you know, you either like it or hate it. This is actually showing that it's making its leeway into the top categories in discussions. And there's also a lot of things that they did, obviously, with the behind-the-scenes series. You know, they had a lot of technological advances, and they had a lot of special visual effects advances and everything. So it's really cool. This is exciting to see. So we won't hear any of the winners until Sunday, September 20th, which will be on the ABC, but this is really cool stuff. Next, Tiny Book of the Jedi and Sith by Insight Editions revealed. These are going to be small, tiny books that are going to have a bunch of lore, a bunch of art, character profiles, and a bunch of stuff related to both the Jedi and the Sith. The Sith book actually notably has the actual Sith, which we'll call it, insignia, so which is really cool. Those will be dropping March 9th, 2021, so I'm definitely going to be picking those up once those are released. Next, Giancarlo Esposito, otherwise known as Moff Gideon in The Mandalorian, he was interviewed by Deadline today, and when he was asked about the Darksaber, which was a huge cliffhanger in the first season, he quoted, "You'll see more of the Darksaber, you'll get the explanation of this ancient weapon to the modern world, a collapsed world. Where did this saber come from, and how was it revived? It's a key in our second season, which will be back sooner than later." This is awesome just to hear. He also says the saber is a key to Moff Gideon's past, which would possibly have to do with where he comes from and his desire to build a planet and bring it back together. So, obviously, the Darksaber, there's actually a video that Ali has done that's on our YouTube channel that discusses the Darksaber and how much lore is behind it at this point. So this will be really cool to see. How did Moff Gideon get the Darksaber and what transpired? And there's a lot of speculation that we're going to see something related to the Knight of a Thousand Tears and that sort of thing. So so this is really cool that he's speaking about it. He's been doing a lot of interviews lately. So, yeah, really exciting news. Last but not least, as we mentioned on our podcast last night, which will be dropping in a couple days, Darth Maul was rumored to appear, or Darth Maul is rumored to appear in several live action series in Disney Plus. We speculated that there might be a solo series coming to Disney Plus, but regardless of what form Darth Maul comes in, it sounds like, and this is a rumor, it sounds like that Disney and Lucasfilms are gonna stay away from Ray Park, and this is in response to the social media post that was on his Instagram and I think Twitter yesterday, or maybe it was just his Instagram. I can't see, the post isn't there anymore. but just apparently it had some, it was something sexual in nature. So I'm not exactly sure what it was. Ollie last night on the podcast, he said he saw more on it. So, I actually completely missed it. So it sounds like it probably was just taken down before I had a chance to see it. So this is kind of surprising, in a way, but if all that stuff is true, you could see why Disney and Lucasfilms wants to stay far away from this, which opens the door to what people think Sam Witwer might be the obvious choice, as he voiced Darth Maul in the Clone Wars and Rebels, which, you know, I would be all for. I mean, they have the technology to do something related to CGI. They've done that with Tarkin, Princess Leia. I mean, they could do that here as well. Obviously, Maul was made, he was made after Ray Park and of course, the Phantom Menace. So it's possible. They should be able to do that. I mean, hopefully it doesn't ruin the integrity of any series that they're planning or anything, or story building or anything like that. And hopefully they still include him. Darth Maul is an amazing character. He was very integral in the Clone Wars and in Rebels too. He had a big plot in Rebels. So, and you know, Sam Witwer, he would be awesome for that role. So, again, I mean, if you want to look into more of the information surrounded that Instagram post, I, you know, do a deep search on Google. I wasn't able to pick up anything, as a lot of it was already gone and just people speculating on it. So, but yeah, it's shocking news that it comes the day after people are saying Darth Maul is going to be in a Disney Plus series. So that's really unfortunate. But you know, we'll see what comes out of it. And if Sam Witwer's the next one, the baton's being passed to, well then, you know, I'm all for it. So let us know what you think. You know, drop us some comments and feedback on this podcast. You know, I don't think I've asked about anything related to dropping comments on some of these articles, but you know, feel free on our social media, let us know what you think of, you know, the Darksaber and what you think about the Mandalorian and also this news. This is crazy news, and hopefully you know, they see the light at the end of the tunnel on it. So that wraps up another episode of HowlNet Live. Again, subscribe to all of our podcast streaming services and our YouTube channel and our Twitch. And also leave us any reviews or feedback. We always appreciate that. And just a side note before I go, we're going to be going on the Ebon Hawk podcast, which is another Star Wars podcast. They are very big into Knights of the Old Republic, huge fans, but they're also big into Star Wars in general as well. So we're really excited to go on their show. So keep an eye out for that. That'll be recorded this weekend, so we'll probably see it next week. So other than that, catch you later, Pawans.